Well, the government's leader in the Senate, Nick Minchin, says he'll put his hand up for the opposition equivalent of his current position. Being a senator rules him out of the position of leader of the Liberal Party, and he says he wants to remain the coalition's leader in the Senate. Senator Minchin spoke to Alexandra Kirk a short time ago.
Well, Alex, we have had a significant defeat, but I would point out that the coalition's primary vote was 42% and Labor's was only 43.5%. We got 4.2 million votes to Labor's 4.5 million votes. We remain a very competitive political force in this country. I think we should unite very quickly behind our new leader and focus on our new task, which is to be a constructive but formidable opposition and to set our sights on the 2010 election. And we should also all remember that after the debacle of Labor's defeat in 96, they nearly won government back in 98. What this election showed is that the electorate is volatile, and we should not underestimate our capacity to become competitive in 2010, and we have an obligation to be competitive in 2010.
Alexander Downer is by far probably the most experienced Liberal. Do you think that counts for a lot?
Well, all four of the potential candidates for opposition leader bring considerable assets to the task. Any one of them, I think, would do the job well, and I would look forward to working with any one of them. Alexander has the benefit, of course, of 23 years in the Parliament and 12 years in opposition and a stint as opposition leader, from which he would have learnt a lot. There is a lot of affection for Alexander in the party and a lot of recognition of the experience he has, but, you know, he wants to make his own judgment about whether there is sufficient support for him to warrant him nominating.
As someone who wanted work choices to be taken to another level, do you accept now that work choices was one of the big reasons the government was defeated?
Oh, I think the extraordinarily well-funded trade union campaign over a nearly a two-year period against work choices was very effective. It demonised work choices, and almost every ill at every workplace in the country was laid at the door of work choices.
You don't accept, though, that work choices was flawed in the first place?
Oh, I don't accept that it was flawed as such, because it has delivered for this country record low unemployment, increases in productivity and real wages.
You don't accept that a lot of people in Australia found it unacceptable?
Oh, I was going to go on to say that clearly as a result of this election, the message that we have to take out of it is that our industrial relations changes got ahead of, I think, what people were prepared to accept. We need to understand that, whether we, for whatever we think was good for people's living standards and productivity and real wages, the fact is the Labor Party's been able to convince the majority that we went too far on industrial relations, and we need to understand that.
In the Senate, after June next year, Labor will need the support of all of the Greens, plus either or perhaps both Family First Steve Fielding and Independent Senator Nick Xenophon to pass legislation. How do you see that playing out?
I look forward to the coalition having some 37 seats in the Senate after 30 June and playing a constructive role in the Senate. I think the Labor Party will find it quite difficult to deal with the Greens, I must say, and I wish them luck, but I think the Greens will prove extremely difficult to deal with. Steve Fielding is a very honourable and capable fellow. Nick Xenophon is an unknown quantity in the context of the Senate, but the Senate's going to be a fascinating institution to watch, I think, Alex, over the next couple of years.
That's Liberal Senator Nick Minchin speaking to Alexandra Kirk.